brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday, the 26th day of July, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We had him on for about a half hour last week, Michael Papantonio. And he's really the main owner of Air America, has a show there on the broadcast with Mr. Kennedy Jr. And he joined us. He's the main lawyer who went after Bayer and got their own documents where they were knowingly putting AIDS and hepatitis-filled pathogens into the Factor VIII for hemophiliacs globally. Well, today he's going to be coming on to talk about election fraud here in the United States and all the clear evidence of it, what Diebold and others are up to in the second hour. And clearly the election fraud is controlled by the Republicans at this time. I'm not saying go run, vote for Democrats either. We're just here facing the facts, covering the information as it truly is. Then in the third hour, Dr. Doug Rocky, the former head of the Army's DU depleted uranium program, will be joining us with the evidence of Israel receiving shipments from the U.S. of uranium-tipped shells and munitions and using them right now in southern Lebanon, right up into northern Lebanon. And we all get to breathe it because the different airstreams blow right over the Middle East, right across Israel, right across the Mediterranean, right across the southwestern and southern United States. Of course, it blows everywhere, but there's a nice band from the radiation detectors, and we know what the wind patterns are. And, of course, our own government used the equivalent of 44,000 A-bombs in Iraq and Afghanistan in the two Iraq conflicts and, of course, in Afghanistan. And they're still using it. The numbers of 44,000 A-bombs, that is a two-and-a-half-year-old number. I'm told it's much worse. We can ask Dr. Doug Rocky coming up in the third hour about that as well. In the meantime, we will have open phones for you. And we'll have open phones when those two guests join us. At the same time, the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, considers Texas for Morgellons disease study. This out of KENS5 television. Get into that report. Of course, Israel. Israel bomb kills four UN observers and others who were in the building in Lebanon. Kofi Annan calls it a deliberate act. Meanwhile, have you seen the video of Condoleezza Rice in the meetings the last few days with Lebanese leader and others? She's smiling, laughing, giggling, snickering. She acts like she just won the lottery. That's her body language, just radiant fun, just like William Crystal and the rest of them. This just isn't how you act when you're in a war. No one ever has in the past, unless you're talking about, you know, the famous film footage of after Hitler attacked Czechoslovakia and Poland. There's video of him and Hermann Göring in there making a deal, a treaty with the Russians, rubbing their hands together, jumping up and down. But just amazing stuff. I don't know why they're so happy that all these Lebanese and Israelis, for that matter, are dying. Annan calls attack deliberate targeting. Well, no kidding it is. Also, 30 soldiers hurt in just one village alone that the Israelis have gone into. Another report that 14 Israeli soldiers have been killed by Hezbollah just in the last few days. And no one knows how many Lebanese. I mean, the number was 400 a week ago, and they're still trying to keep the number down at that level. But, I mean, they're bombing Beirut. They're bombing southern villages. They're bombing the north. They're blowing up convoys of Red Cross vehicles. There's video of it up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Israel wants to, quote, set Hezbollah free zone. That means grab half of Lebanon, basically. And we will also get into the American Union. Big breaking news on that. Lou Dobbs says, why is the president ignoring our laws? And we've got a new American article out on the American Union as well. So a ton of vital news and information straight ahead in your calls. Stay with us.
It's
cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're going to plunge into the latest Middle East developments as Israel rampages, attacking their neighbors, the bombing of the UN outpost, killing four deliberately. We've got video and audio and photos of them blowing up ambulances with extreme prejudice and pleasure. You imagine Hezbollah's blown up Israeli ambulances, they're so evil. And that is evil when they do stuff like that. Again, I'm not saying Hezbollah's perfect. I'm just tired of Israel standing around like they're just pure as the driven snow and they're the little guy when they've got the fifth biggest military in the world. Okay, I'm digressing. That's coming up. We've got two big guests today, Dr. Doug Rocky, third hour, about DU being used by the Israelis. And we also have Michael Papantonio to talk about election fraud in this nation and what the neocons are up to right now. Also, the CDC considers Texas for Morgellons disease study. That's just some of what's coming up. But let me give you a few program notes right now before the broadcast elapses and I don't have time to get into it. I'm going to be debuting my new film, Terror Storm, coming up in Dallas. That is the official completed film. A rough cut was aired a month ago in Los Angeles to a crowd of 1,200-plus people. But there was a 9/11 event up in Dallas this last weekend at a beautiful theater just a few hundred yards from where I lived the first 5 years of my life, right there by White Rock Lake. I grew up there on San Fernando Way. It was a street I was born on. I don't know why I'm getting off into that, but the point is, I'm going to be up there near my old stomping grounds, we could say, at the beautiful Lakewood Theater. I love old Paramount-style, Art Deco movie theaters. It is the only standalone, one-screen theater left in Dallas. It is beautiful. It can seat 800, can really seat 900, but I don't want people to be cramped, so we're going to space it out where there's only going to be 700 tickets sold, and tickets are not for sale yet. But believe me, it will sell out, and so by tomorrow or Friday, the latest, we will have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so you can go and get tickets. And who's going to be there? I'm going to show the 113-minute final cut of Terror Storm, and then I'm going to give about a 30-minute speech and take questions for about 20 minutes. And then Jim Mars, who actually is the main writer for the film JFK, my favorite movie. You ought to see the director's cut. It's incredible. I just keep ranting about it. It's so good. He joins us tomorrow to play clips of the film and talk about it and talk about how he basically wrote the screenplay with Oliver Stone. And go through some of the new things that have come out about the assassination of JFK by the military-industrial complex and Cold War warriors. Jim Mars will speak for an hour and take questions and answer them. And then I'm going to air about 35, 45 minutes, a rough cut of some of what you'll see probably 6 months from now in my big Bilderberg Group film that I'm going to be making. I mean, the film is in development right now. I haven't even started making it. But we're going to put together here in the next month a rough cut of some of the best stuff, some of the best interviews of the police threatening to arrest us, of us being detained, of the different things that happened while I was up in Ottawa June 8th, 9th, and 10th of last month. So then we're going to play that. And then I believe we're going to have a great kind of lounge act, which is, you know, even plays big outfits in Las Vegas. And they just do a great job. They're anti-New World Order, and that's Shanghai Five. Jim Mars is confirmed. My film is confirmed to be playing there. And the Bilderberg Group, that's going to be there, the footage of that. But then at around midnight, when all of that is over, 2 hours of Shanghai Five. They said they'll do it, and we've just got to work out the details. So it's going to be wonderful. And what happens is, people never believe me. They never listen to me. We sold about 1,150 tickets, and we cut it off about a week before the 9/11 symposium because I knew we'd have about 50 guests and 50 media or so, and the place was only rated for around 1,200, so the fire marshal wouldn't, you know, let us sell more tickets, basically. And the last week, in one day, I think the toll-free number had over 300 requests. We had hundreds of emails, people trying to get tickets. We could have easily sold another 1,000 tickets or so there in the last week. Everybody waited. Then we had hundreds of people that showed up wanting to get in who couldn't because the fire marshal was there and who were hopping mad because they thought they could buy tickets at the door. You will not be able to buy tickets at the door for this event in Dallas, and we're only going to sell 700. The theater with theater seating seats 900. But there's some obstructions in the upper balcony, so we're just going to block off those seats and not sell them because I want it to be a good experience for everybody. And we're going to have a bigger stage out there and everything. So I'm already belaboring it. It's just, believe me, as soon as these tickets go up for sale tomorrow or Friday, you better snatch them. If you're planning to bring friends and family, you better get them because it will sell out. I mean, I haven't counted them up, 40, 50, 60, I don't know, events over the last, I think I've had more than that, over the last 6, 7 years, and we've had one event, in a big theater that, I don't know, held like 400 people in Houston where the theater was 80% filled. We've had one event where maybe 30 seats weren't filled. Every other event, I mean, I've had events where it's a theater that holds 250 and 200 and something people get turned away. And that's always exciting. It's great to know that, you know, that the word's getting out there, people are aware, and that, you know, that this is happening. And then you can already buy tickets I'm going to have 5 showings and 5 showings only. I've had as many as 9 before, all sellouts in a row. But I'll be at every event and give a speech and take questions and comments at the end of Terror Storm in September. The 4th, 5th, and 6th, And then I may be going to New York after that, so we're not having any that week. And when I get back, we're going to have it on the, what is it, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, is it? Or 13th and 14th. So there's five showings of that. And you can go to the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, online and get those tickets. And it always sells out, sometimes a week and a half before, normally 2 days before. So every event has sold out that I've ever had except one. All right, I meant to spend a minute and a half on this, and I've already spent 4 minutes on it. Let me now plunge into the news. But, again, tickets are available right now at the Alamo Draft House for those September showings. Where to start? You know, before I get into the new developments in Israel, I'm sure most of you already know all of the details, but I'll comment on and, you know, recap what's been happening in the last 24 hours. Really serious escalation. Israel is now openly talking about going all the way to northern Lebanon, grabbing a third or half the country, which will trigger, Syria has said, they're coming into the war. And this all coincides with Bush saying he has an ultimatum for Iran, and neocons all over radio, TV, and the newspapers saying we need to go ahead and attack Iran. Israeli leaders saying that we need to go ahead and attack Iran so they don't have to. This is all a provocation to basically get the war drums beating full speed so that we'll all get into kind of tribal mode and get behind our, quote, leader, George W., the chicken hawk. And I've always been critical of Israel, but a lot of people try to say Israel is the source of all evil on planet Earth. And the crowd that seems to think this, more often than not, admires Adolf Hitler. And I don't like Adolf Hitler. He's a very evil, occultic individual set up by the globalists and the owners of IBM and the Bushes and the British royalty and many others, and that's just historical fact. We have the official newspaper article from the 40s and the official Library of Congress documents. But, I mean, I've always criticized Israel and its racist policies of you're arrested if you try to marry a Jew and you're not Jewish over there. I mean, that's pretty darn racist. I don't know how that's acceptable. Or Christians aren't allowed to proselytize or hand out tracts or have church meetings anywhere in Israel. And then how the so-called evangelicals, who are anything but Christian, how they can say, praise the Lord, that's wonderful of Israel, which they do. I've seen them and read them defending it. My point is that it's more effective to criticize Israel for the bad things they're doing than to basically come at it from an anti-Semitic angle, which a lot of people do. I mean, you've all heard it. Jews are inherently evil. They're the devil's seed. All of this. And I do not hold with that. I have a lot of Jewish friends. They're all anti-war. They're totally against what's happening. They call Israel racist. In major polls, what 60% of the Jews were against what the government was doing. Now they've gotten into tribal mode, just like Americans do. And the vast majority now are for what's happening because they're getting hit by the Katyusha rockets. But there are a lot of refuseniks and others that aren't going along with what's happening. But I have been forced to come out with a really bold stance against what the labor/Likudnik Zionists are doing in Israel right now, because they are bringing us into World War III, and I do not want to go to war with Iran. I do not want to go to war with Syria. They've done nothing to us. And I know that our government is saying that Hezbollah and Hamas is, quote, about to hit us, and I predicted they'd do that. I predicted that if they were about to stage a false flag attack that we'd see them plant those stories. I'm seeing that hype, just like I saw pre-9/11. The hair on the back of my neck is standing up, and I believe Israel, the British, or the U.S., it's all the same global group. One of these groups, they may even contract out to criminals or some other group. Will probably, is a good chance, stage a terror attack very soon in England, the U.S., or something massive in Israel as a pretext to then blame Iran or Syria and bring us into World War III. And I don't want to see hundreds of thousands of Americans die in this new expanding global war. They want World War III. That's the PNAC plan, to invade 66 countries. They've already invaded three of the 66. And so I'm trying to stop this in my own little feeble way, but together we may be able to, especially if we throw ourselves down in front of God and ask Him for forgiveness. And, well, it's just horrible. It's just totally horrible. We'll be right back.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, Newt Lane, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNLive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Your calls are coming up toll free at 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network. I've seen too many videos of Israelis running over people, peaceful people, Americans, Palestinians, others with armored bulldozers, shooting children, laughing about it, posing by the dead bodies. And then you don't see that on our news. And it's wrong what Israel's doing. And Israel is simply, again, escalating the entire world into World War III. So the oil companies get to grab all the oil and restrict the flow of oil to jack up prices. So the defense contractors get to sell hundreds of billions of dollars a year in increased weapon sales and no-bid contracts. And so Israel gets to widen its landmass, gets to expand its borders, and that's in stated Pentagon and in Israeli documents. It's wrong, but it is indeed happening, and the globalists know that when they're in the middle of a war, their approval ratings go back up, and they're able to move forward with the final part of their plan, domestic police states in the Western world. As you know, Israel has bombed and killed four U.N. observers at least. They have bombed U.N. sites before. They knowingly, with a pinpoint strike, hit the facility. An Israeli airstrike yesterday hit a U.N. base in southern Lebanon, killing four United Nations observers. Lebanese security forces said Israel has now admitted it and said that they're, quote, investigating it. The UNIFIL peacekeeping force in Lebanon confirmed that there were U.N. casualties but declined to say if any observers had been killed. That's from last night. Now they admit that indeed at least four were killed and others that were in the structure. This is out of United Press International. Annan calls the attack deliberate targeting. UN Security General Kofi Annan, Secretary General, has condemned the killing of four military observers in Lebanon by Israeli forces, calling it deliberate targeting. I am shocked and deeply distressed by the apparently deliberate targeting by Israeli defense forces of a U.N. observer post in southern Lebanon. Well, they're going into that village. They can't have the UNC them slaughtering all the civilians, I would add. Annan said Tuesday in a statement from Rome, where he is to attend a high-level international meeting on Lebanon today. And they're saying those talks are breaking down right now, by the way. He called the act a coordinated artillery and aerial attack on a long-established, yeah, he got hit by multiple salvos, and clearly marked U.N. post, and said he had received personal assurances from Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert that United Nations positions would be spared. Annan said General Alan Pellegrin, the UN force commander in South Lebanon, had been in regular contact with the Israeli forces throughout the day and Tuesday and had stressed the need to protect that particular UN position from attack. We hear many times that the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty in 67, during the Six-Day War, because that ship was picking up relayed information about an admitted massacre carried out by Ariel Sharon of hundreds of civilians. But that really is a shill. The main operation was between our government and Israel, and I've talked to the admirals and JAG officers about this. They've got the evidence, and we've got the evidence in my film Terror Storm, that our government with Israel conspired to sink that ship and kill all aboard to blame it on Egypt to start World War III back then. They just keep trying to do it, and they may succeed this time. It's really scary. I call on the government of Israel to conduct a full investigation into this very disturbing incident and demand that any further attack on UN positions and personnel must stop, Annan said. The names and nationalities of those killed are being withheld until family members can be notified. So we should learn soon. And again, it could be more than four dead. Very, very serious. Another report here, this is out of the Associated Press, out of Beirut, Lebanon, 14 Israeli troops killed by Hezbollah. Hezbollah inflicted heavy casualties on Israeli troops as they battled for a key hilltop town in southern Lebanon for a fourth day today, Wednesday, with as many as 14 soldiers reported killed. Lebanese officials meanwhile confirmed that four UN observers were killed by an Israeli airstrike on their post Tuesday night. And, you know, we don't know, I'm sure some of these Israelis have been killed by Hezbollah and Hamas, but we also know that yesterday it was reported that an Israeli attack drone, armed drone, attacked Israeli forces. They claim no one was killed, but a lot of times friendly fire gets covered up, and they claim that some enemy did it. It doesn't really matter in the final equation, but it's interesting to note that in the fog of war, it'll take time to get a clearer picture. We'll never probably have a completely crystal clear picture on this, only that Israel has taken normal occurrences, soldiers being captured, a few Katyusha rockets being fired, that's always happening, and hyped it into full-scale war, and now our government's talking about attacking Iran and Syria, and Syria is stupidly talking about moving into southern Lebanon, and it's just a powder keg. We'll come back, take calls, play a little four-minute news clip where ambulances are being attacked. Can't see the video, but you'll be able to hear the audio. The video's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And we'll get into a bunch of domestic police state news, some news on Morgellons, and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. Doug Rocky, former head of the Army's program on depleted uranium, will be joining us in the third hour of this live Wednesday edition, 26th day of July 2006. We've got Mike Papantonio joining us to talk about election fraud in the second hour. We'll have open phones on that subject coming up, and we'll go to your calls here in just a moment. Before I go any further, though, let me just tell you some of the other news that's coming up. Lou Dobbs written a great editorial. Why is the president ignoring our laws? This on the heels of the American Bar Association coming out and just saying this president's completely lawless. He just violates federal laws every day in every way across the board. And has nothing to do, quote, with national security. See, it starts with, oh, we break the law for national security. And then, we break the law for campaign finance. Oh, and, we break the law for we do whatever we want. We write the law just by statements the president makes. He doesn't even, it's crazy. Also, big reports out here on NAFTA. This is an article written by Paul Watson. We have links to the actual documents on the U.S. government's own websites. NAFTA Superhighway RFID card for U.S. citizens, trusted traveler toll road system, means government will decide if and where you are allowed to travel. And it gets into this. And this will instantly legalize all the Mexicans and all the Canadians to come into the U.S. unabated. Another article here by Kelly Taylor, for the New American Magazine. And it says, coming through the NAFTA superhighway. So that report's out today. And another one by Chuck Baldwin, President Bush continues to sell America to foreign interest. I want to get into all these reports. Another report from WorldNet Daily by Jerome Corsi. Feds finally release info on Superstate, asked to disclose details of plan that could form North American Union. That's what it is forming. Another scary article here. Judge dismisses phone records lawsuit. So what if AT&T records everything you do and gives it to the government without warrants? They're allowed to, the federal judge says. All part of the lawlessness. Another scary article out of the Telegraph. Pentagon declares war on Internet combat movies, and it said, called snuff films by critics. That's what it is, them killing people and laughing about it. The Pentagon's telling the troops, hey, quit releasing these. And what are the tapes? Abrams tanks with dead bodies tied to them, Abrams tanks with skulls mounted on them, 666 on helicopters, Satan spray painted on tanks. By the way, it is a large percentage of them that have this. Blaring heavy metal, slaughter music, murdering children, women, laughing, snickering, sitting off the sides of highways, shooting cars as they blow up and roll, people falling out dead on the street, whole families laughing, giggling, snickering. This is the type of stuff we post routinely. Oh, man. And the Pentagon's saying, please stop it. And, of course, this on the heels. Well, I said I'd go to your calls. I'll get to it later if I have time. It's just that, remember, we went and dug out the Ithaca Journal article from 2002 where the Army soldiers are saying, yeah, we're ordered to kill all women and children in villages. We just kill everyone. And the Pentagon goes, well, let us clarify. Yes, only in certain areas where there are combatants, we do kill everyone. With ground troops up close. Total crime. Totally evil. And then the mainstream America out there denies it and rationalizes it and says it isn't going on. When there's videos, admissions, all of this, and now a bunch of troops at the government, the Pentagon, are indicting. The Army is indicting them up on charges, and they're going, wait a minute, we were ordered to kill all males. And then you've got the other extreme of the neocons that are like, good, yeah, kill them all. Van in Texas, you're on the air, welcome.
How you doing, Alex? I've been listening to you for quite a while. Thank you for all the information that you provide us. I just wanted to find out if here in Austin, if you're aware of the fact that they are spraying chemicals at night. It's usually like
I don't really watch hardly any television. I watch clips online of TV, but I do listen to some radio quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
And I constantly hear little announcements that there's this new moth, there's this new beetle.
Right.
Mainly my neighborhood, the last three announcements I heard, that the planes are flying around spraying us, and they said they do it at about 3 a.m. Is that what you've been hearing?
Oh, they do it earlier than that. I've seen it as early as 9 o'clock p.m. But I don't see any difference from that than the chemical, the way it looks during the daytime. And it's usually clear night when they're spraying.
Well, let me ascertain something here. Are you talking about high altitude, what we call chemtrails?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the announcements all over Austin News of fixed-wing aircraft spraying pesticides on us?
It looks like about high altitude because they're spreading just like it does during the daytime when there's chemicals, when I see the chemtrails and stuff like that.
Well, we had a big discussion about that a few days ago.
Yeah, I was trying to call you. I wasn't able to make it on the line, I guess, because I called kind of...
Yeah, I mean, something has changed. Condensation trails in the past didn't stay up there 4 hours, and now they do. And now NASA says the atmosphere has changed, and we're 20% darker. And, again, satellite photos 20 years ago didn't show weird trails from space. Now the globe has just these trails everywhere, even satellite photos. And NASA says it's increased air travel.
Well, you know, I've also noticed that it's not just... A lot of times it looks like they're making X's in the sky. You know, they're crossing one another. It's not like it's just a straight line.
Well, I mean, I've seen it where there's 100 of them just in lines.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there'll be a blue sky in the morning, and by afternoon it's just solid trails that never go away. And I'm just saying that didn't happen in the past. What's different? Thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, man. Robert in Texas. Robert, go ahead. Going once, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Good, go ahead.
I want to thank you for three of my favorite films, Terror Storm, which I just got the autographed version. I got martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state, and the order of death. And my best friend, Drew, turned me on to you. And I just want to tell you, it's great. And the only other thing I want to say is I hope to God we don't have World War III. I'm
well,
really worried about it.
Watching this unfold, I mean, what is it like for you to, I mean, psychologically, I mean, you know, what are the emotions you're feeling and then... And
fear.
Then, yeah.
Fear. And I mean, I am Jewish, and I've read a lot about Israel, but I think what they're doing is wrong.
Well, I think what they're doing is wrong too. And again, it isn't that we're against Israel
right.
or the Jewish people. I mean,
right.
I'm not against the American people when I'm against the war in Iraq. It's just these wars are staged provocations, and they're killing civilians with pleasure,
right.
and it's horrible.
It is horrible. I don't know, you know, with Bush, you know, in his president, I realize he's a minion, it doesn't help things either, you know.
No, it doesn't, my friend. Thank you for the call, and I want to thank your friend Drew, who turned you on to reality, that gave you the red pill, that dropped you down the rabbit hole, that threw a bucket of cold water on you. How many more cliches can I rattle off? Let's talk to Art in Kansas. Art, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I find it ironic and atrocious that the old Holocaust bunch has become the new Nazis. They might as well put swastikas on all their Holocaust buildings.
Well, last time I checked, they don't have million-man slave camps, but it's starting to get close.
Close enough.
Well, look at who our government loves and deals with. The Saudi Arabians, totally corrupt. The Chinese, totally corrupt. The communist Chinese. The Israelis, totally corrupt. All these supposed free countries, England's becoming a police state. Europe's becoming a police state. The U.S. is becoming a police state. It's terrible.
I know it.
What else is on your mind?
That's it.
All right, good to hear from you. Let's talk to Tony in Arkansas. Tony, welcome.
Hey, God bless you, Alex, for your steadfastness and courage. I wanted to come along. Didn't know if you heard. I believe it was Monday. Condoleezza Rice flies into Beirut. Now, ironically enough, all the attacks stop are into Lebanon. She said something that I don't know if everybody picked up on. She said, "We're watching the birth pangs of a new Middle East." And John Stewart put that on his show.
That is actual scripture.
Thank you. No, that's they love to. You followed them, and I've woken up to a lot of your videos. They love to take. I'm a Christian. They love to take the words of God and twist them to their occultic Luciferian ends. And
by the way, for those who just tuned in for the first time, that is not our opinion. George Bush engages in satanic rituals three generations back at Skull and Bones and Bohemian Grove. I've been there. I've seen it. And the people you, just like Christ told you, they're the people telling you that are out there praying in public, like the Pharisees, are the very ones you got to watch.
Absolutely. And when you hear that, though, that lets you know, that's a call signal to anyone paying attention, the initiates, that this is not a singular engagement. So I've been calling for the last few weeks, at least once a week, but I try to do it honestly daily. And I would beg anyone out there listening, please do this. I call Dennis Hastert's office. I've been involved in Republican politics in my state for a lot of years, and I know some influential people and some staffers on both Democrat and Republican House members' staffs. They are getting hammered for impeachment. You've got to call and beg Dennis Hastert. And if you notice, I got to talk to one of his staffers about 2 weeks ago, and they said they don't usually say anything. You give your opinion. Sometimes they'll even flip you over to his just a recording line. But please hammer them. The guy did say, he goes, "Yeah, we're getting a lot of this." Okay, when I was begging for impeachment, and my main line was, these people, you know, put down whatever laundry list of illegal things they've done because there's so many, but say to them the urgency of Hastert starting these hearings now is that they're going to lead us into World War III with Iran. And if they don't act now, it won't give the legal precedent for the generals to arrest the president if he tries to lead us into a war.
Well, I agree with what you're saying. Here's the problem. Hillary, Schumer, Lieberman, most of the Democratic leadership is actually more rabid pro-war than the average Republican in Congress. So the New World Order's bought both parties, and I'm all for impeachment. Just like Ron Paul said, they all need to be impeached, including Bush. It's just that we have to, number one, I appreciate your call, number one right now, be focused like a laser beam on these reports where Israel and the U.S. government are saying, oh, Hamas and Hezbollah are about to hit the U.S., Canada and England, we got to guard targets. We've got intel. They're about to hit. big terror attacks, and Iran's behind it, Assyria's behind it. We got to go in there. Iran and Syria have both said they don't want war. You know, you hear these provocative statements like Israel will be totally destroyed. We will fight back. We will crush you. You never get the first part of the statement. It's always when Cheney or Bolton or somebody says, we're going to destroy you and defeat you. We're going to cause you great pain. We're going to wipe you off the map. And then Ahmadinejad will say, well, we want to work with you and not have war, but if you attack us, you will be the ones that feel great pain, and Israel will be wiped off the map. I mean, you can go read the foreign press. There's the full quote. You can go read it in the Tehran papers, read the full quote. So it's deceptive. Now, Iran has been making provocative statements, and it's certainly corrupt. The mullahs are a joke, but, I mean, that's what government is. Government's always corrupt and bad. History shows it. But if you go look at Syria, they have been licking boots of Israel and the U.S. They have been arresting whoever Israel says. They have been running around arresting, quote, extremists. People that want political change in their country, that run the gamut from the good, the bad, and the ugly. They have had a police state over there, literally in the news, taking orders from Israel, arresting whoever they're told. And then politically, obviously, when bombs are dropping right up on their border, and Israel's talking about going into Syria, Syria goes, well, if you do, we'll fight back. And it's, oh, look at Syria, they're viciously threatening Israel for no reason. No, Israel has openly got members of the Knesset and their generals talking about attacking Damascus, talking about taking all of Lebanon, talking about going into Syria. Neocons are on TV and radio and all over the media saying it. And they're groveling, ladies and gentlemen. Syria is a joke. They are a pushover. And they know that, and they have been licking boots just like Gaddafi for decades. For decades. Gaddafi, boy, in 86, when they killed his daughter, and I mean, before then, he had been standing up to him and had been overselling oil. You notice after that attack and killing some of his family, he reduced oil production? That's what they were mad about. It wasn't, quote, he was funding terrorists. It's been proven that British intelligence carried out the Lockerbie bombing. And they told him, look, we'll kill more of your family unless you arrest these guys and say they did it, and unless you reduce oil production. And I knew about that, and I was shocked a few years ago when somebody mailed me a Frontline TV special. I think it was Frontline or was it Nova? It was one of those shows, and they were admitting all of this. Can you imagine Muammar Gaddafi trying to pump his own oil? Well, he wasn't funding terrorists. I mean, that's the reality. But, man, he rolled over. He said, I will. Yes, you can come in. You can control the oil fields. I'll reduce production, please. Yes, sir. And now we're told he's our ally, you see. Well, Syria saw that, and they have been literally they've been sucking boots. They have been on their backs like a dog that rolls over, wetting themselves, just begging and cowering in fear. I mean, I read this stuff every day. I follow their announcements and what they do. And what's Israel's answer? We may invade you. So finally, their government will be thrown out immediately, even though it's a dictatorship. If the people will riot if they don't at least say back, well, okay, we'll fight back then. They said they'll fight back. That's the type of twisting that we witness in all of this. And again, you've got all these idiot neocon followers, these zombies, who I hear them on radio, Syria is vicious and attacking us, we need to parking lot them. And I've said to them before in debates and on the street, okay, where's Syria? It's over there, Middle East. I go, okay, what does it border? It's over there. Well, what's its history? Who's its leader? Huh? Yes, they're all the same. Again, over two-thirds of American college students cannot find Iraq on a map. 80%+ of high school graduates don't know who the vice president is. Most adults don't know anything. They know nothing. They are complete, I don't want to say idiots, or they're just ignorant. They know all about NASCAR and all about acting cool and all about how to put Chinese, American, desecrated flags, you know, made by slaves all over their car. They know how to act cool. They, you know, they're totally into being macho for no reason, but they'll roll over to a cop, giving them orders, by the way. And they'll hand their kids over to CPS and jab them full of deadly vaccines. You know, they got a little kid who's a hemophiliac. They'll probably still give them factor VIII, even though it'll give them AIDS. They're the types that are so cowardly. See, cowards deny that there's corruption. Cowards deny that bad things are going on. Cowards deny that we're in trouble. Cowards, I mean, you talk to one of these neocon followers, hey, the dollar's been devalued. Huh? What? Yeah, and it's the Mayreb's fault if they even know what the dollar devaluation is or what it means. Oh, they won't call into the show, but about once a month, I'll be out at the lake eating a hamburger, you know, maybe once a month get to go fishing or something, and they'll it's usually these upper-middle-class people, and they'll just, maybe 15 people come over to the table to say hi, and they're fans and appreciate me, but one will, or they're always driving a big Harley, and I'm not saying you're bad if you have a Harley, I mean, it's that certain lawyer type, let's say, lobbyist type, you know, 55 years old, pot belly, $80,000 hog, and they'll just kind of, bruh, bruh, hey, why don't you leave the country if you don't like it? And I go, hey, punk, if my family had with me, hey, punk, come over here and say that to my face. They'll go, huh? And as soon as I bull up, not to fight them, just get in their face, they'll kind of, get out of this country, off on their motorcycle.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's a gem. CIA chief says warrants ill-suited for Al-Qaeda hunt. See, warrants are just ill-suited in America now, and we don't need them. And federal judge says, yeah, AT&T can just spy on all your phone calls and give it all to the government. No warrants, just all of you being spied on. It's freedom. Oh, but we don't spy on American citizens, but we spy on all of you. And you know, getting back to neocons, It's literally probably happened 20 times or so that I'll be walking down Congress or walking downtown or walking down the street, and it's always a lawyer type on a big motorcycle who will drive by me and make a mean comment. And again, they've probably never been in a fight. They've probably never been in a lot of pain. They've probably been pampered their whole lives. They've probably never been in the military, probably never been in combat. They think it's manly to strut around grunting and belching and loving George Bush and sticking little flags all over their vehicles. That's what they think America is all about while the Constitution and the country itself is being dismantled publicly. And believe me, they're brown shirts, folks. They will love the tyranny. They will love being part of it because most of them are not working for the government but sucking off of it through corporate welfare. And so they just love the system. They see themselves as part of the system. And they're the type that call in and say, let's turn the Middle East into a parking lot. I want to go to Jerry and Patrick and others, and we will. But before we do that, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. It's my best work yet, the history of government-sponsored terror. We go to London, cover the 7-7 bombings, being an inside job, the latest information how the Iraq war was based on staged intelligence. We get into the White House memo, the Downing Street memo. We talk to all these government experts in and out of government. Then we, the last 20, 30 minutes, we cover 9-11 with the Charlie Sheen info and Professor Jones and Dr. Morgan Reynolds, all these other incredible people. It really is my best work. Get your copy at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore. Get your hard copy there. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. Get a monthly subscription. Or get a yearly subscription to get 3 months free and download all 15 of my films. Most of the 9-11 symposiums now up there. A few more speakers we're going to post, and we're done posting it all. What is it, like 20 hours when we're done? It's like 15, 16 now that's there. And just all the special features, the best audio interviews, PrisonPlanet.tv. Right now, let's talk to Jerry calling from Canada. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How you doing, Alex? First
Good.
Caller. I've got one question for you.
Sure.
You guys advertise a bookstore called Northwood, is it? Bookstore at 281 Wellwood, Pennsylvania?
Northwood. I don't know of a bookstore called Northwood.
Well, it's advertised on your thing. You know the name of the place?
Northwood Bookstore. Are you talking about Northern Voice?
Northern Voice?
I believe there's a bookstore advertised on the network called that, yes.
It's Northern Voice?
Yes, sir. And you got your radio on in the background. Can you do me a big favor and cut that off?
There. Okay, I got it off. Okay, so it's Northern Voice. It's Box 281, Wildwood, Pennsylvania.
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have a zip code?
No, I don't.
Okay. You have a phone number.
You see, and I appreciate your call. I'm sorry I can't help you here on air. There's a whole bunch of sponsors. My sponsors are my videos, Big Berkey's, and Calvin Pure Soap and Gold. That's my sponsors. I know the numbers for them. I know all about those products. I cannot speak for all of the other people and places and things that are advertised here. And I'm sorry, sir, I don't have a list of the sponsors or their numbers for you here on me. Thank you. All right, we've got an amazing guest joining us, Mike Papantonio, for the full hour next hour. He's one of the most successful litigant lawyers in the United States, and he goes after the bad guys, and we appreciate his work. He'll be joining us coming up in 60 seconds.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.